Developing the Higher Taste. Because we are all inherently pleasure-seeking beings, spiritual life can never be just a matter of renunciation. Instead, it must become a process of energy conversion in which we reject lower material satisfactions in favor of more spiritual pleasures. This process of substituting higher spiritual experiences for material enjoyment is called developing the higher taste. At points during this substitution process, we can become impatient, wondering when we are ever going to experience that higher taste. Of course, being habituated to our usual pursuits, we would prefer to have the higher experiences first. Then we might be willing to give up the lower attachments. Often we are afraid to renounce our flickering temporary pleasures because we believe we may be left with nothing. Such fears mean that we are not ready to let go of our material attachments. Our capacity to experience the genuine higher pleasures has not matured yet. If our approach to life continues to be one of seeking sense gratification and ego dominance, our spiritual progress will stagnate. But if we understand that life is about something far greater than material satisfaction, we will develop patience and not allow ourselves to be deterred by fears or temporary setbacks. This analogy may help. If we expect someone to give us $1,000, we can easily become attached to our expectation. We may become upset if the money does not manifest. We may lose a friendship or even take legal action as a result. On the other hand, if we are not attached to the money but focus on our friendship instead, we can remain open to the possibility that the $1,000 may come this week or next month, or perhaps not at all. Then we are pleasantly surprised if the money does eventually appear. Normally, we feel justified in making demands because we believe that we are the center of the universe. When we behave in this way, we are propagating the disease that brought us into this material world in the first place. This disease is our desire to be God. Although the Lord actually owns everything, we think that this world belongs to us and can be used for sense gratification. We do not understand that we are here to offer everything back to the Lord as a way of expressing our deep gratitude for what He has given us.